Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
July 4th member-only doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, rewards members save $50 on a select Charbroil 4-burner gas grill, now just $149. Plus, save over $500 on a Whirlpool top-load laundry pair, now $886. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, these July 4th doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/7 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The trial of Richard Allen, the man accused of being the Delphi murderer, wrapping up this week, at least testimony wrapping up on the 7th of November. It's over to the jury now. The jury may have already rendered their verdict by the time you are listening to this, but we're going to be talking about how it all closed out with Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. I'm just going to open it up here. There's two sides. I really want to hear strengths, weaknesses, what you thought. Let's start with the prosecution of Richard Allen, leading right up to those closing arguments that took place today and what we've heard reported. What's your thoughts on how it all went?
I think the biggest disappointment in the prosecution's case, looking at it, was really just the lack of evidence. It's really stunning that this type of murder involving two females, involving clothes, you know, being taken off, a body being reclothed, the use of possibly a box cutter or at least a sharp instrument, and yet no DNA. No fingerprints, not one hair, not one bit of touch DNA, nothing, zero, that connects Richard Allen to these brutal, vicious murders is really surprising to me. In addition, the cellular information, just absolutely a big zero. They have made a big point out of the fact that they collected approximately 20 cell phones of his and not the cell phone from 2017. But they didn't do anything to prove what happened to the phone in 2017. The bottom line is the phone that he had, he specifically gave to law enforcement at the time. It was recorded, the serial number, the details regarding that phone. Law enforcement did nothing to image it or to further investigate that phone, even though he gave it to the DNR individual. So you have kind of a goose egg there in terms of this 2017 phone. I do think it looks bad that it was missing. But did they do any investigation to find out, did he turn it in at that time to the carrier.
Yeah.
I didn't hear anything that was very specific on the investigation done as to where the phone was.
We heard a lot of claims made in this from the prosecution. And then exactly like that, just kind of no follow-up or any context to it. Like, he didn't have the phone anymore. Most people probably don't have their phones from that time, but they did, in fact, have a chance to take a look at it back then. Another piece to this that I thought, excuse me, allergies are horrible right now, was the assumption here that his voice matched one of the people who testified. I believe it was a trooper, correct, that said the voice matched. Didn't quantify that with any sort of like vocal recognition software or vocal matching. Just, yeah, it matches. Kind of in my opinion, it matches. I was kind of shocked by that part and just the way it was presented as if it were a true expert opinion, but it just seems like it was a guy that thought it sounded like him.
Well, it's such a great point you bring up, and I'm going to go one step further.
Yeah.
The judge even allowed testimony as to what was said on the tape. And that is just wrong, in my opinion. The reason you have the tapes is for the jury, the triers of fact, to consider what was actually said, not for a police officer who could influence them. Mm-hmm. And then you have confirmation bias occur where this trooper says it, this law enforcement officer says it. So now you have a law enforcement officer saying he thinks is his voice. How much have we really heard from Richard Allen? And anyway, it's totally unscientific.
Yeah.
I can tell you with the FBI, even though we had voice exemplars that we would send up to Quantico, and I did it on multiple occasions, and always the report I got back, if it was a match, was something to the degree of, we can't not say it's him.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's what you get. You don't get that it is him. You just get, we can't say that it is not him. That's the best I could ever do. And so what we did to prove a true voice exemplar was we had people who were siblings, parents, best friends, ex-wives get on the stand and testify because, of course, they would have heard that person speak for years on end and they can recognize the voice. They did not do this in this case. And I think it's because they couldn't find anybody with any experience or expertise to say that was Richard Allen's voice.
I was just kind of shocked that it was even allowed in just with no qualification to say that. I mean, it would be like, oh, there's blood there that matches his DNA. Like, how? I just know. You know, it's like, no, you don't. You do not know. It was just kind of a stark statement to present to a jury as if it was some sort of expert testimony. Very bizarre.
I totally agree with you. And it's like a handwriting person.
Yeah.
That isn't a handwriting person. Cop, and you just say, see, the eye looks the same.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you've had absolutely zero training in that arena.
Yeah.
And, you know, you haven't seen all of their handwriting, but yes. So I agree. There was a lot let in like that was just really opinions.
Yeah.
Not from experts.
No DNA found at the scene. And as you were describing, just how bizarre that is with the amount of handling that seemed to have been done. Was there no DNA found at the scene because they didn't examine things thoroughly enough? Or was it for another reason? Was there any DNA found at the scene of anyone? I know we had the piece of hair that they looked at, but even that was surprising to hear just someone say initially, well, it's probably one of her family members. We're just not going to look at it. All the whole thing, the whole investigation just seems so bizarre, even if they don't have, you know, a lot of these sort of cases in that area. I don't know if you watched a detective show, it seems like you'd have a little more knowledge of how to handle a crime scene.
Well, from my understanding, that crime scene was handled so poorly. There were multiple police officers traipsing through it. It was not properly cordoned off, as you would imagine it would have been. Mm-hmm. And so you had a problem with really being able to collect DNA and some of the other information. And recall the hand swipe on the tree that some believed was a rune from the Odins. That hand swipe, which now they're saying was Libby's, at the time, they didn't even take that and do a sampling of it until pretty recently, which was also very surprising. That should have been done at the very beginning of this investigation, because you would never know whose blood that was on there. And so it's just from A to Z, in my opinion. Do I know whether Richard Allen did this crime or not? All I know is there is definitely, in my opinion, reasonable doubt.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.